Well, Springfield Contemporary Theater is opening the year 2015 with a haunting Irish ghost story for our times. It's called Shining City, written by Connor McPherson, and it opens tonight at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza in downtown Springfield. That's at the corner of Pershing and Robertson. And from that production, David Rice and Jeff Carney are here.
Hey, Randy.
How are you? Yeah. Basically, it is a ghost story, but it's a contemporary ghost story.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. The writer, Connor McPherson, is a great believer in Irish ghost stories, and he tells a lot of them. This one, we've done a couple of them at SCT previously. This one is about a man who is haunted by his wife's ghost and has to go see a therapist to try to come to terms with that.
And the therapist has
some demons
problems
of his own.
Yes, he has his own problems.
He has
and
his shoes.
To say the least. Uh-huh. All right, now, Jeff, what are you playing in this?
I play John.
Okay, so you are the man with the ghostly wife.
With the ghostly wife, yeah. And we never, well, we do know, but John can't decide whether it's an app. Just a something in his head that he needs to deal with. The play, I think, is just about loneliness and redemption for sure. But whether or not he sees a ghost, well, you just have to go and find out.
Okay,
you'll have to come to the play.
Now, the therapist can only do so much to help John.
Yes. Yeah.
What can the therapist do to help John in this case?
Well, the therapist he explains it to another character in the play in the fourth scene, that he hopes his task is to try to help people deal with issues, find their own answers, try to connect with something that maybe has happened in their past. And so he's trying through that process to help John understand what it is that makes him see this thing. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He knows in his own mind that it's just John's own guilt that makes him see this. So he helps him try to come to that understanding.
Now, as we've said, the therapist himself has a lot of his own demons, and trying to deal with John and his problems just brings out more of this in the therapist. And so there's a lot of conflict between the two of them.
There is. Jordan Thomas is playing Ian, the therapist, and he plays it exceptionally well. He is fraught with a lot of his own problems. His girlfriend, the mother of their daughter, played by Whitney Ice, he wants to break up. It's the end of the relationship, and he has trouble reaching out and trying to make a connection with any other people. He tries to reach out to some stranger that he meets to try to make a connection, and just nothing seems to work.
And these guys basically are in a struggle to survive, maybe not physically, well, perhaps physically too, but certainly emotionally.
Oh, absolutely. John just wants to make a connection with somebody or something. Mm. And, of course, the guilt that he feels is really, you know, that's where the therapy is going to help, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, we have a couple of cathartic moments, so.
And you have, especially, I guess, in the last act, a very long scene to deal with, and it's been an interesting time for you in rehearsal and just learning all of this.
Oh my goodness, yeah. You know, as I get older, it's harder and harder every year. But
that memorization.
On the other hand, it keeps my mind supple. I hope.
You're doing more and more straight acting as opposed to music.
It's been a nice change, Randy, honestly. I've always thought I was a better actor than I was a singer anyway. So, but with opera especially, you're bound to the rhythm, the music, and it's hard to make that character your own. And so that's what I found in drama, especially working with directors like David, is that we have a chance, you know, we can pause. We can play with the words more than you can even in musical theater. Although I love it and I love
sure.
opera still, but this has been a nice interlude for me.
Also in the cast, See, there. How many people are in the cast, actually?
Well, there's Jeff and Jordan and Whitney that I've already mentioned.
Right.
Jared Hind is playing Lawrence, the other stranger that that Ian tries to make a connection with.
Right.
So it's a very small small cast, but they're doing an awfully fantastic job. It's a very good play.
And it's running just for 2 weekends?
It is 2 weekends. We have a special Thursday night performance next week because it is just 2 weekends. So it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon this week. And then it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 next week. And then Sunday afternoon again next week. So seven total performances.
Seven total performances of Connor McPherson's Shining City at SCT Center Stage at Will Hoyt Plaza at the corner of Pershing and Robertson. And tickets are available at the SCT ticket office, 831-8001, or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org to find out more about this show and about the rest of SCT's 2015 season. Thanks to Jeff Carney and David Rice from Springfield Contemporary Theater.
Excellent.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks very much.
All right.